Yale computer scientist Edward Tufte made the provocative note, there are only two industries that call their customers users, illegal drugs and software. Google, Pinterest, Twitter, Facebook, and other companies package quite addictive functions to make users of so many of us. The depth of research into how to make the apps and platforms addictive is stunning. It's much like flavorists and junk food companies meticulously studying what complex of flavors, textures, and sight makes us unable to eat just one. Former executives of the big social media companies appear in a new film, The Social Dilemma, to tell us how they did it. They used, and still use, massive amounts of information about all of us, much of which you and I are blissfully unaware, or reluctantly aware. They follow this with intensive computing, often using artificial intelligence. Google exec Tristan Harris states, "We evolved to care whether other people in our tribe think well of us or not, because it matters. We were not evolved to be aware of what 10,000 people think of us." Tim Kendall was in charge of monetizing the use of Facebook early on to sell advertising. He worked with researchers at, and I am not making up this Orwellian name, the Stanford Persuasive Technology Lab. Kendall himself became addicted. Like all drug addicts we hear about, his new vocation is drug counselor. He's the CEO of Moment, which helps people use their phones less. There are ways out for any of us. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.